Got a package full of wishes. A time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold. No instructions or commandments. Laws of gravity or indecisions to uphold. Printed on the box I see.
It's been an interesting week in the attempts of our leaders to confuse us on how to live. It's like the theme song, which is by Five for Fighting, on the album Two Lights. The song's name is World. What kind of world do you want? We get excited about things, then we get upset about things. And then we forget about things because we're just animals. I hate to say it. And so, unless we're properly motivated, we forget stuff. Richard, are you there? This is Anon calling, or et cetera, calling Anon. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. He'll be here. We are the Cellular Matrix Study. We study sulfur. And when you add sulfur back in your diet, why would you add sulfur back in your diet? Back in 1954, these clever guys, these oil guys, learning from their clever chemist guys, friends in Germany, learned that they could make chemical fertilizers out of black gold and sell it for more than gasoline. That was intriguing. That really did impress them. And so our farmers fought it. I mean, they fought it. They saw what happened with the Dust Bowl. They fought chemical fertilizers. They like poop. Poop's good. They like poop. What are you going to do with it if you don't put it on the ground? And so eventually, Ezra Taft Benson signed a law into effect that if you wanted to get paid for not growing something, you had to use synthetic chemical, coal or crude oil-based fertilizers. Otherwise, you wouldn't get paid for not growing something. And that, in a nutshell, is why so many of us are dead. Not just sick, but dead. A lot of the modern diseases kill us all off. So in our study of sulfur, all we're doing is saying, add sulfur to your diet twice a day. Don't get cute. Twice a day. And we have a lot fewer dead than we should have. The numbers are pretty much, if you go to Las Vegas, you're going to lose. But they know how badly you're going to lose. It's like the actuarials or the morticians. They know you're going to lose. And so if we can delay the losing part, then we may be ahead of the game. Now, in the course of just a little while, we have a new outcry of vaccinated all the boys so the girls won't get all these horrible diseases. The problem is the horrible diseases aren't very often happening, but Gardasil must be a really good product, and everybody must have stock in the company. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suggesting we inject it in anybody or everybody. Well, that was interesting. What was that? Okay, I got a little bleep in my ear, and I don't know what it means, so we won't
worry about it. Well, it means I'm hanging around.
Oh, fantastic!
It's not fantastic.
All right. Well,
it's anon.
Yeah, I was the diatribe that I was involved in was so dreadful. I'm just so pleased that you're back. I mean, we've established that they stole our sulfur. We know how to get it back, and now it's a matter of figuring out, why everyone else isn't doing it. Now, you're a doctor retired.
It's a lack of communication.
Pardon?
It's a lack of communication, a failure to communicate. Just like in that show where the guy ate all those eggs. His stomach swelled up. You remember?
No, not the Paul Newman movie. Which one?
Yeah, Paul Newman. He was an egg eater.
I don't remember the egg eating.
He ate the eggs. Don't you remember? They filled him up with eggs. All the prisoners just kept feeding him eggs. He's laying on his back and his stomach got bigger and bigger.
Okay, I don't remember that part.
Well, I'll be darned. You remember the guy getting out on the porch and telling the prisoners that what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, of course I do. I mean,
he's quite an actor. He was quite an actor.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, he's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He died.
He didn't have any sulfur. That's what it was.
Well, you know, I actually tried to get in touch with him regarding sulfur because of Newman's Own grape juice.
Think of all the people that have gone to heaven or elsewhere just because they didn't get any sulfur. That's really a failure to communicate.
Well, you know, Richard, it is. And Ray and I were talking about, you know, how it's more fun if you're here with me on the radio, because otherwise I start walking in goose step. You know, if you can only listen to yourself, you will always lead yourself astray.
That's good. I like this.
You know, our director in Colorado, he's sure he's got diabetes.
Oh, really?
Okay. If that's what you want, go ahead and have it.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love that sulfur because these people with diabetes keep saying, my sugar keeps dropping and I'm starting to feel a lot better.
Hopefully they're dropping their meds as well.
Well, they tend to lose weight. I've found that most of the people taking the sulfur just automatically, their hunger's appeased more rapidly with less food because the sulfur had been missing in what they ate.
What interested me about that, Stephanie sent up lists obesity as the first thing that a lack of sulfur may be a contributing factor for. And, you know, as I reviewed after we talked earlier, I was thinking about it, and we don't really have anybody who's gained weight except for a couple of people who really wanted to gain weight because they had wasted almost away. If you get
it alleviates wasting disorders where the people do tend to lose weight no matter what they eat. And at the same time, if they're overweight from eating all the junk that they put in the grocery stores or in the restaurants and the GM foods, they tend to gain weight because their bodies are hungering for sulfur. And, of course, when they start that, well, then these nonsense foods, they start to notice how terrible they taste, and they start eating more fresh fruits and vegetables for the electron flow. And, of course, essentially that's the basic secret, is you want the live electrons from the sun. We live in an electrical universe that's starting to be widely known. Internet, I don't know about.
Richard,
I haven't seen anything
EKG?
In the newspapers about it.
Richard, what is an EKG?
Beg pardon?
What is an EKG, an electrocardiogram?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
When your body isn't producing energy, electrical energy, that's a flat line, and I used to come and get your eyes.
Right, yes.
Because you were dead.
Yes.
And I got a call from a fellow in Canada about a smart meter. He's not sure if the smart meter is keeping him from going to sleep. And I said, well, you've never gone to sleep. You know, sleep is your problem. You don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I accused him of being related to John McCain.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
it kept him awake 14 years, wasn't it?
42 days.
Oh.
42 days without any sleep before they sort of put him on TV.
Yeah.
You know, the Mengeles of the world are really nasty folks. And unfortunately, they exist in our society as well. I think some of the people who make the drugs that we are told are wonderful and gracious and all that stuff, in the back of their minds, they want to make sure that we walk funny after we take it. You know? There seem to be an insidious quality to these dudes, covered in white coats. The white coats. My grandmother sort of died because I was wearing a white coat. Because the nurse came and got me, the photographer, not the doctor.
Right.
She couldn't tell the difference. Yeah. I stopped wearing ties that day. I didn't ever wear a tie again. Well, I did to a wedding, my granddaughter's wedding, but other than that. Okay, so back to this notion of obesity. You are you're old enough, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on you, but you're old enough that you can remember how big people were when you were a teenager.
Well, we didn't have as much obesity. I know that beyond a doubt. But if you look at the old photos and everything, there was a certain amount of, well, crisp would come in, you know, and of course that's just dead food. And they pushed that real heavy after World War One, I guess. Anyway, it was prevalent everywhere. And the older people would warn you about eating it. You know, stay away from that. It's no good.
Yeah.
But the time went on, as the generations changed, you know, up in the 30s and 40s, why everybody was eating it, because it was cheaper. That was a big incentive, but of course, it sure is not nourishing. And it started putting obesity. That's when the obesity took off. And the diabetes.
Do you think, the diabetes is in the, if you look at 54 and diabetes, type 2 diabetes in the United States, it's almost like someone rolled the dice and ended up with boxcars.
Yeah.
Because it really is a major jump, and almost all of our modern diseases are a major jump. You know, Linus Pauling may have been a physicist but he wasn't a doctor, and so people didn't listen to him when he said all of the modern diseases are a result of a mineral deficiency.
Yeah.
He didn't say that it was sulfur, but if there wasn't anything in the literature about sulfur, why would he ever find it? He was a researcher, a scholar. He had a mortarboard hat, I think. But
that's, he was sort of like a Galileo saying. That they said, well, he didn't have an MD, therefore they wouldn't listen to what he said. And, of course, that's just an MD is actually a lesser title than philosopher. What's a title? But you know it counts.
Well, as a philosopher, you're not practicing.
True.
I mean, that's sort
of... Well, a research scientist. Galileo was more of a research scientist. Sort of like Thomas Edison. He didn't have a degree, but I'm sure that the doctors loved to turn the lights on.
Yeah, they did.
But the lights never come on in their heads, that natural medicine's the way to go. And, of course, I was trained and graduated from IU in the regular medical curriculum. And it took about a year before I realized that they'd overlooked the vitamins and minerals, which are the basis of all life.
Right. Now, even though most of our study members don't take vitamins, they used to.
Well, it's still deficient in the food, along with the sulfur. There's other things that are deficient. You pick it up easier with when you're taking the sulfur, but you still have to have a broad diet, or either that or supplement with those. Be certain you get the C and the E, the B complex, and of course 12 is very vital. In the minerals, well, you always have selenium. It's very vital.
And keeping that in mind, I think Ray has joined us because I heard a bleep in my ear. Are you there?
I certainly am. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Richard, can you hear Ray?
Yes, I absolutely can. I hear two voices.
That's wonderful.
One is melodious and beautiful, and the other one is rough and has a timbre to it.
Wow. Gosh, I've never had anybody describe me like that before, Richard.
No. I said the other. That's Patrick.
No, he's, I know what you mean. I'm just giving you a hard
so
time.
Much. He's always flying here and there.
Patrick, I told you I've got some great stories for you about sulfur. Well, the best story, you know, from my point of view, is my story. You know, of course, they die. My doctor told me I was suffering from liver failure, and that's how I discovered I needed sulfur, because then I went to Sherry Edwards and had her test my voice to see what was wrong with me, and I did it on the air, so everybody knows. I mean, everybody's been listening to Radio RMN knows that Sherry told me I had no sulfur in my body. Well, you know, like everybody should have organic sulfur in their cupboard, I happen to have a pound of organic sulfur in my cupboard that Ed McCabe had sent me years ago. But it was so awful, I said I'd have to be dying before I'm ever going to use this stuff. So when she told me I had liver failure, I figured, well, I'm dying. I guess it's time to use this stuff. Within 2 to 3 days, I was back to normal. You know, I went on about a 4-month streak of feeling I was on speed. And then finally I cut back a little to a level teaspoon twice a day instead of three heaping teaspoons. But now, that's too little for me. So I have to have one heaping teaspoon in the morning and one level one at night. And I sleep now.
Dream?
But no, I'm not dreaming yet.
Right.
At least if I am, I don't remember it. But the most incredible thing is, about 7 or 8 years ago, I was in an accident and I knocked my top front teeth out, 5 right in the front. And, you know, through all the other disasters with, you know, dentistry and mercury and all of those horrible things that they put in and root canals and all of this, I only have 6 teeth left on the top of my, you know, my top teeth. But I have a complete bridge that goes from molar to molar. It was a miracle dentist constructed it for me. Let's just put it that way. And he told me, if you do not brush your teeth, floss your teeth, use the Hydra pick on them, the Hydra floss pick on them, you're going to lose one of those teeth. And if you lose even one of them, the whole bridge is going to go. Well, as you know, when I started developing this problem they called liver problem, I was sick for the first 6 months of the year, from January literally until I got on the sulfur. I was so sick I could barely get out of bed each day. And you know, I still did a radio show many times a week. Sometimes it was a replay, but we did keep it going through that 6 months. Well, anyway, I finally had enough money to make an appointment at the dentist to get my teeth cleaned. And guess what the dentist told me?
Okay.
You don't have any plaque. I don't believe that you haven't seen a dentist in a year, that you haven't had your teeth cleaned in a year. There's no plaque here. Isn't that incredible?
Well,
yes, that is. Great.
Yes, it is.
Yes, you're supposed to be that excited. That's how excited I was. So now I know that all I have to do is brush my teeth with with the organic sulfur, and I use the kind that is like the sugar granules, simply because I brush the teeth with it, my teeth with it. And folks, you cannot let the water from your tap run on your toothpaste, on your toothbrush, because when you dip that, most of the water has chlorine in. So you've got to have a special bottle of water, unchlorinated water, by your sink with your toothbrush, because you can't dip a dry toothbrush into the sulfur and get any on it. So you've got to have unchlorinated water by your toothbrush, and you've got to brush your teeth with it every single day. So how's that?
Hot water works fine.
That's
hot
fantastic.
Yeah, there's no chlorine in hot water.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Now, I've got another one that, Doc Stump, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
My bookkeeper began having to urinate every 3 seconds. She just couldn't handle it. You know, she would go to the bathroom and then bang, she had to go to the bathroom again. Bang, bang. Huh. And so she went to the doctor, who sent her down for some sort of ultrasound, you know, either of her kidney or her bladder, or probably her bladder. I'm not quite sure if it was kidney or bladder. I think it was kidney, though. You'll be able to tell me.
Right.
Anyway,
both. It was both.
It could be both. Both of them would affect, you know, the urge to urinate.
Right.
Okay. She went for the ultrasound, and there were a dozen or more tumors on either the bladder or the kidney. I can't remember which one it was.
Be the bladder, probably.
So, bladder, okay. So, I said, up your dose of organic sulfur. So she did. Well, after her, GP saw the result, she sent her to a specialist to organize, you know, the operation or whatever it was that she needed to have to get rid of those tumors. So she went there, and in the doctor's office, he had an ultrasound machine. And so they performed another ultrasound. And guess what they found? Doc Stupp, what do you think they found?
No tumors.
You're right. No tumors. 2 weeks, no tumors. Well, there was one little tiny one, but he said, that's so tiny, I'm not even going to bother with it.
Right.
Now, how many times have you guys heard stories like this before?
Well, actually, probably about 60 times.
60 times?
Yeah.
Now, are you brushing your teeth? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm doing my nails.
Oh, I am so glad. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I have ridges in my fingernails.
Okay.
And of course, the ridges cause the nails to break off and do all sorts of horrible things. Well, the ridges are getting less. My fingernails are growing longer.
Right.
But they don't get much longer than a quarter of an inch before they break off. And so I'm wondering if I just work like a, you know, I work like a carpenter, you know. I get my hands into everything. I don't worry about my nails, especially jewelry making.
Well, they'll get better. They'll get stronger.
They
what
will
the
get stronger.
Sulfur does, okay. it creates a structural return to normal.
Okay.
The body automatically will correct itself if it has the sulfur.
Well,
scars will disappear. If you have scars on your body, they just slowly disappear.
Oh, I am so glad you mentioned that. A friend of mine cut his finger in the same exact spot that I cut my finger 40 years ago. And I said, oh, God. Look, I did the same thing right here. Look. And he says, right where? And I go, right there. There's a scar. There's no scar there.
That's right. That's right.
A 40-year-old scar is now so fine, you can't even see the darn thing.
Well, I can beat that. I had an 82-year-old scar that disappeared.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I was just a kid. In fact, I could have been only four, going down a hill on a sled, and I hit a wire that tore my finger wide open between the first and second finger.
Oh, my
God,
yeah.
It just tore the skin wide open, and it took a week or two for that to heal, and it left a great big jagged scar, which I had until about a year ago, or maybe just only 10 months. When I started to sulfur, it immediately started disappearing, and it's totally gone now.
Well,
so I was at least 82 years old.
When I was 11, we got a knife sharpener for Christmas. My family did. And so I sharpened every knife we had. And then one day I was cutting something, and with my newly sharpened knives, I literally cut that whole thing between the index and the middle finger, that piece of, you know, duck foot in there. And guess what? That scar is completely gone.
Yeah,
completely
that's just similar to what I had.
That is just amazing. If you hadn't mentioned that, I would have never thought to even look
for
that.
Well, now you'll
scar.
Find that the people with arthritis, I have numerous people with arthritis, are taking the sulfur, and they're starting to straighten up where they have the kyphosis in their back. Scoliosis starts to straighten up. They start to walk better. The joints readjust to the normal.
Oh, my
angle,
gosh.
Everything.
Well, I have one more story to add. To tell. One of my friends that I've got started on it, Patrick, you've talked to him. It's one of the Michaels that there were like four of us on a conference that one night. Well, the Michael who had Parkinson's disease no longer shakes.
Right.
Good.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, it works down to the microscopic level, and it works up to the macroscopic. In other words, you can actually see the change in the way people walk and their gait.
And
I believe that the mind will be the same way. If we could just get Congress to taking it, they would return to sanity probably within 12 months. We'd have a group of 80-90% would be sane again. Now, can you imagine what would happen then?
On that note, what kind of world do you want? And may you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your life. Thank you. Richard, thank you. Ray, thank you.
Tally-ho.